Nolte, Human Smugglers Only Customers Now Are Illegal Self-Deporting. By John Nolte on February 24, 2025. What was once a well-oiled migrant smuggling machine into the United States has collapsed thanks to President Trump's border enforcement and promise to deport every illegal alien in the country. So, to make money now, many of these same smugglers are taking self-deportees back to Venezuela. How awesome is that? Naturally, the far-left Associated Press reports on this as though it's a bad thing. They once braved the jungles of the Darien Gap, trekking days along the perilous migrant passage dividing Colombia and Panama with a simple goal: seek asylum in the U.S., reports the AP. Now, boat by boat, those migrants have given up after President Donald Trump's crackdown on asylum and are returning to the countries they once sought to escape. Hey, all Trump did was enforce the law. If people want asylum, there is a legal way to ask for asylum at a point of entry. These folks didn't do that. Former President Joe Biden tried to aid and abet their lawlessness with an app that would grant them an asylum hearing. But that's now how it works, that is not the law, and Trump killed the app. So now, teehee. After explaining that the boats had until recently been part of a well-oiled migrant smuggling machine that was extremely lucrative for the smugglers, who took advantage of a seemingly unending influx of hundreds of thousands heading in the United States, AP came to my favorite part. But now that much of the Darien's migrant smuggling industry has collapsed, some smugglers are taking advantage of the reverse migration to charge steep costs to migrants, between $200 and $250 per person, including minors, for the boat rides. Let me repeat, there is a legal process to ask for asylum, and I have no sympathy for those who violate that process, especially if they drag their small children along. Nothing is stopping anyone from legally requesting asylum in the United States. But if you choose to break into our country, our new president will follow the law and deport you. If you break into Disney World, they evict you. If you break into the Warner Brothers studio lot, they call security. If you sneak into CNN's headquarters, out you go. What I love the most about this story is that Trump's unspoken plan is working, and that's to pressure illegals to deport themselves. Self-deportation saves us a ton of money and is fairly easy to encourage. Within the law, you make life impossible for those here illegally. Employers use E-Verify. Landlords request legal ID. You secure the border so people cannot go back and forth. You let every illegal in the country know they might be next. You do that and more, and these illegals will give up and go home. I've said this before and I will never stop saying it, my wife is a Mexican immigrant. She was born in Mexico. But her wonderful family came here illegally. She became a citizen legally. And no one resents those who jumped the line more than those like my wife who followed all the rules. Every illegal immigrant needs to be deported. If they want to go to the end of the line to become a citizen, fine. Good luck. Do it correctly and you will be welcomed. But you gotta want to be an American and not just want to remit your illegal pay back home while flying the flag of your home country. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.